your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the hell, sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it do?
Yeah, yeah.
What up,
it's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Shake Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the Grandma Beast Boy, you heard me.
And I am Treasure.
And welcome back to the original, never duplicated, never complicated, never copied, the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Foolish freestyles, about to go now, go. Slaughter on a set, acting like a big bro. What you gonna do when I hit you with the flow? Yes, I rain pearl parades like snow. I be coming through, can you catch the ill flow? Jump into the ocean, it's smooth just like lotion. Yes, your style is whack, like Billy Ocean. I'm just playing, yo, I am spraying. Rhymes out my nostril, yes, it's so hostile. Plus I bring the gospel to you people. You can catch me rapping in a steeple. Yes, the Jesus Christ, no equal. And you next to him is so feeble. When he comes back, you can call a sequel. It's D-Mob's beat and I'm gonna eat you till I spit you out now. Everybody wanna come through, you look like brown cow. Cause I bring the milk and cookies. Everybody lucky. Ham sandwich show, come on with no nookie. You can snuggle up to it just like a snuggie. But if you get too comfortable, you gonna bug me. The rhyme is so incredible. When I come through, you know the ham sandwich edible. Take it and eat it and fart it out. Everybody wanna come through, watch me start it out. Start it up just like a Lamborghini. You're so eeny meeny. Why you wanna fight God, teeny peeny? I just made a word up. You looking like you just made a turd up. Yeah, that means your rap style ain't all that. And you know when I spit, it's big, it's all fat. Huh, and what you call that? I call that an ill flow off the top like a black cat. When I'm crossing the street, you cats don't even know what to do. Plus your style is limp just like me. Cold cuts, you get no cuts. And if you was a...
I was gonna say so.
Very nasty.
I said, cold cuts.
Yeah.
And the news in the world, you would get no.
Oh, damn. I already know what you're going at.
Hey. Oh, but I'm saying.
Hey. The boy's about to wild out.
About to wild out.
He caught himself. Listen to this.
Listen to this.
It's time to go, it's time to flow. Trying to get out the dope and turn the radio. But don't you know, it's time to get hard. Everybody stop looking like Lars Bar. But hey, you need to lose weight. You need to get that P90X fat.
X-Fat.
Hey, stop going to the buffet, eating all them choo-choos at buffet. But don't you know, the fish is so good. I got catfish, trout, flying double game. But don't you know, eating all that fish, everybody say your breath sticky steak. Stop eating chitlins on a pig. You're gonna do the bathroom getting ding. Digging up the toilet. When you drop that deuce deuce, the toilet splash splash. Hey, hey, it's how to go. Everybody know it's the Ham Sandwich Show. Look for me coming out. I'm not flowing. I'm doing rubber tub tums on the drum. Throwing my sticks in the air. And when it's over, Betty well. Holla.
It's the One Hand Sandwich Show. Y'all know what it is. It's that foolish freebie.
$3.99.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to pay for that. Only for the daring, not for the boring. We appreciate y'all coming back.
Yeah.
Supporting the Ham Sandwich Show. You know what I'm saying? Making us one of the top Christian urban
radio shows.
Pop culture.
Yes, sir.
Talk shows. I don't know if there's too many other talk shows.
No.
If they are, they came after.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Props to you, but you came after.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Respect.
Everybody like the show. Everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Respect to you.
Yeah.
But you have to take place number deux.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dos.
Place number deux. As they say in France.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's what that is, man. It's good to be here. It's a beautiful day in Virginia.
Yeah. It's so nice.
Gorgeous.
It don't make no ham sandwich sense.
And it's gonna be like 73 tomorrow raining.
It's ridiculous.
85 today. And then tomorrow it's gonna be 74, thunderstorm. Next day it's gonna be 61.
What in the world?
It's Virginia. Welcome to VA. Bird singing. VA is for lovers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
wait.
I don't know. Why's my mind? I got a carnal mind today.
I'm about to say
VA is for lovers. Where your
that dude must be ready to get his jam.
What's wrong with me today, yo?
You might be in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
I felt like cooked today. I'm going to say something mad disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Disrespect the whole nation.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into that.
Dun, da, da, da. Ham news.
Medicaid is to reward recipients for healthy habits. Medicaid is coming out with a program where they're setting a budget of $100 million aside to reward people who are overweight and people who smoke, who have, you know, health risk, diabetes, to lose weight, to get in control of their weight so that, you know, they can get more healthy and to stop smoking, also to get healthy so that they can reduce the cost of Medicaid overall.
Praise them. You know what that's called? We in America, we practice health. We practice preventive health care. Overseas, they practice not preventive. We basically take care of the symptom.
Right.
People over health systems overseas, they take care. They reward you for being healthy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so they try to get you before the symptom happens.
Right.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So we practice.
Which costs less money.
All day long. Well, I don't. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? It makes the people. Well, yeah. If you have healthier people, then it costs less money.
Right. And that's the purpose of this program.
Yeah.
The more healthy you are, the less money that you want. The less you're gonna be going to the doctor.
True.
Because you hurting. You got diabetes. You got this. Because overweight people with weight comes with all types of issues, diabetes and. You know, all types of issues. So if you at your healthy weight, then you won't go to the doctor. What is wrong with you?
And then you go to the doctor, you got mud butt. You got the Hershey squirts.
You got the BG bubble guts.
You staying alive. You got the BGs.
Okay, next. leading into the next story. A woman was in Riverside, California, was told that she was too fat to sit in the front row of American Idol taping.
Wow.
She said her and her friends won 5 tickets. She said they got to the place. They were so excited.
Embarrassing.
And then they got there, and the two ladies who were seating them, they took her 4 friends and said, oh, we're going to let y'all sit in the front. You won't have to sit in the back because you're too big. That's too large to sit in the front.
That's embarrassing. You know why? Because they want the cameras to pan the front and see nothing but skinny minis.
Exactly. Exactly. So
that's
very embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, she was pretty embarrassing. She said her low self esteem is, you know, really hurting. Like,
and you and your girls going out to American Idol.
And then what kind of girls you got? They're gonna go sit in the front and leave you all the way in the back row.
Oh well.
What kind of friends are those?
You right.
Oh well.
I'm gonna sit with my fat friend in the back.
Oh well. I'm trying to see who's on there.
They got to sit behind
Jay. I'm trying to see J-Lo up close.
They got to sit behind the judges. But
yeah, what's the name? Not is it Mick Jagger? Not Mick Jagger.
It was her ticket. She won the ticket, and she invited them. They gonna go sit in the front, and I'll sit in the back.
I'm trying to see.
I'm
trying to be like, yo, what's up, Randy Dog? Dog, what's up, dog?
What's up, dog?
I can't say my dogs. I'm sitting in the back.
For sure.
You know what? That would have been the end of that for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's a personal
In a mix-up, a toddler was served alcohol at Applebee's restaurant. And Madison.
A what?
A toddler, 15-month-old baby, was served a margarita drink in his sippy cup on accident.
Wow.
And they took him to the hospital. Well, his mother said he was acting funny while they was eating. He was
thrown.
Talking to the wall.
He got thrown.
And she said she thought he was just tired. But then his father, you know, just so happened to sip the tippy cup and said, this is liquor. And they found out it was liquor. It was a margarita drink. They took the baby to the hospital. And his blood level was 0.8 is legally drunk.
So did the waiter serve him the alcohol?
Yes.
They put it in it's an Applebee's sippy cup.
No, it was Applebee's sippy cup. They were supposed to give him apple juice, but instead they gave him a margarita.
Gave him a sex on the beach.
So they took him to the hospital. He was at a 0.10, which is legally drunk for an adult. A 0.8 is legally drunk for an adult. He's 15 months.
Sipping Thug Passion.
So Applebee's like, oh, well, we're going to look into it to see how the mix-up occurred.
That's a shame.
It's going to mix up on the car in my pocket. I'm about to sue all of y'all. I got my baby drunk. Oh, yeah.
Somebody going to get fired. I know that.
Yeah, somebody's taking the dirt.
Somebody about to feel the recession. You know what I'm saying?
Poor Applebee's.
In a full-time way.
Last but not least, a teen in Baltimore beats his grandmother with a hammer.
Oh, that's not even.
A 14-year-old boy.
What are you laughing for?
Yeah, that's not funny.
You know what I'm saying?
It
sound funny as a headline, but that's not funny.
No, it's not.
Yeah. A 14-year-old boy could be charged as an adult for beating his grandmother with a hammer.
He need to.
That's ridiculous.
Emergency crews rushed 66-year-old woman to the hospital.
His grandmother.
Yeah. When she's listening in critical condition, the boy told detectives he hit his grandmother multiple times after he got angry while getting ready for school.
How old was he?
14.
That's ridiculous.
And when he get charged as an adult and go to jail,
he gonna cry.
He gonna feel the hammer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He'll get another hammer.
And this ain't no hammer.
Yes.
How you pick up a hammer and hit your grandmother with it?
You know what I'm saying?
She probably was taking care of him. Who knows where his mother's at?
He has a mental problem.
He had it because who beats grandma?
He has an anger problem. You just get angry and black out and just beat your grandmother with a hammer.
You don't beat grandmas.
No, you don't beat your grandmother.
You know what I'm saying? You don't beat your grandma.
She defenseless.
She's, you know what I'm saying? He's 14.
He need to be slapped.
He need to be slapped. He gonna get slapped, all right.
Yeah, he need to be charged with adult for that, as an adult for that.
When you go to jail,
you're gonna be doing a lot of sword fighting, dog.
Better get your hammer. Take your hammer with you.
All I gotta say, just use the bathroom on yourself.
Yes,
sir. Do number two on yourself.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Little potty pants in jail.
Deter the stickers. You're gonna be a sticky.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be a sticker.
No, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it for him, news, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? That's a shame that's going on. What is this world coming to?
I don't know.
Japan had the tsunami, and then another earthquake happened. Yesterday, I believe, or this week, since y'all get this podcast, it'll be like last week. But another earthquake happened, and because of this earthquake, now they're looking for another tsunami. Could potentially happen.
In Japan.
Yeah, man.
Wipe Japan, slam on the earth.
Yo, keep Japan in your prayers, man.
That's crazy.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the last tsunami just devastated them.
Right.
And so
they didn't have time to recover a little bit.
Nah, not even. I mean, 1 month ain't nothing. You know, you got people still recovering from Katrina.
Yes, sir. And that's 5 years ago.
You know what I'm saying? FEMA still ain't get there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as y'all know by now,
FEMA
ain't coming.
FEMA still fainting.
They ain't coming.
You know what I'm saying? And so anyway, let's take a quick break, man. It's the Ham Show. We'll get into the topic soon. Sean Cook and Trill, we'll be back.
Yes, sir.
And visit y'all on earth today. I left to get creative, now I'm back like a vertebrae.
Like a vertebrae? Yep.
I came to give you all a word today, cause I feel in ignorance is one place you don't deserve to stay. Yes, you must not know who I be. I be D M A. You be so you can see, Cuddy. Don't play what you think is a game. So we came to show you that we
do this for real.
We gon' continue to do what we do when that's represent Christ and don't
care how you feel.
And I'm getting fed up with the people talking about me like I won't give you the business when
do
I
do my thing.
And you better know who you facing before you even try to come and bring it on.
Do my team.
No, I don't care.
Nah.
Out how you proceed. Because that I can do without. So I just want you to do me a favor and hear me. And when you hear me,
hear me good.
We the majority come with authority, hoping I'm clear and I
understood.
One thing I want you to know is that I'm a believer in coming in love and in peace.
Yeah.
But I can't take it, won't fake it, won't make it if I don't address how I feel when I speak. Alright, I'm done. I'm hoping you change.
Just stop sleeping on the sun like Peter, John, and James.
Ow. Think we ain't gonna make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gonna do it big when we try.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
Got the game on smash. We wave as we pass.
Cause all y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
What you all been waiting for, ain't it? Some weekly entertainment. Me and D never half-stepping. Big Daddy Kane in it. Promoting the father's name in it. These hooks beat the game like Floyd did Sugar Shane in it. Yes, we creature brothers. But it's the same aim. Preach, teach, bring the heat. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Exposing truth on you, Magic Cast David Blaine in it. Claim thug, but really you low down, dirty, shaming it. We just try and get you to change aim in it. Get you to hear the real voice of God. Cause some of these preachers be T-Pain in it. Oh, in case you ask, I put a beach in my Marsky. The Cali kid with the Ohio bar. And we finna show you how we rap. The king ain't really no explaining it. You see it, pause. We click, click, picture framing it. From the O to the coast, we do this here. A to the Bay, the mood is clear. Crisis to Kane, get the message, we proclaiming it. Haters, we yellin', bring it on. Cause come judgment day, you ain't gon' have nothing to Jamie Foxx play it on.
Think we ain't gon' make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gon' do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash.
Yeah.
We wave as we pass. Cause all y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
The hem of this garment get pie when I touch it, baby. Turn into an animal, but far from a Muppet, baby. I'm a creature, I don't covet, baby.
Nah.
Cut them strings in my life, no longer a puppet, baby. So, you still think, that we will fail? Then you must not know of us very well. It's time to take over and God is my witness. I won't stop until I know they no longer show disrespect in my father, but go and obey every word that he say. Yes, I'ma stand up and fight to the finish. I answer my calling, so God he was chose.
Yeah.
To take the Bible and go make disciples as well as through music, so study my flow. Okay? And I promise you will learn something. Like how to smoke your old man. Burn something. A lot of cutties in the world don't know their purpose yet. So to the things of the spirit, they know them like a Percocet. They'll see we more than conquerors, even though we ain't perfect yet. The takeover is in effect. You're nervous yet? And if you're not, you might as well be. Cause honestly, thankful for your comedy. Think we ain't gonna make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gonna do it big when we try.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash. We wave as we pass. All y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
Funny.
This segment is sponsored by LaToriaMusic.com. Coming straight out of Dallas, Texas, LaToria brings you her brand new EP, A01. This new project is available on Amazon.com, iTunes, and wherever digital music is sold. Don't forget to check out LaToriaMusic.com for all of her music and updates. That's LaToria, LaToriaMusic.com. Back in the business, back on the block. The Ham Sandwich Show, Sean Cook True.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop, chop. You know what I'm saying? And it's good to be back with you guys, man.
Yes.
Great to be back.
Got a good show today.
Wonderful show.
Got a real good show today. Today's show is called Why Is It So Hard to Let Go?
Of what?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's so hard to let go of that weed.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Can't let go of that cocaine.
That trees.
Those candy. I can't let go of this trifling girl.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't let go of this food.
Yes.
Sandwiches. I love sandwiches.
All this oil in this food. I can't let go of it.
Some snacks.
Some 2013 snacks.
Chips.
Can't let go of this boy toy.
You know what I'm saying? And that's precisely right. Why can I let go of this anger?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why can I get out this job? Why can I let go of, you know what I'm saying, this drunk boyfriend
right.
who's sleeping over my house and you know what I'm saying, and keep my keys in my car when drop me off to work.
Right.
Exactly. Then you gonna get back on my couch.
You know what I'm saying? And then put dents in my couch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why is it so hard to let go? You know what I'm saying? And really what the show is about is because when you let go, you're making a change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's really what the show is about. Why is it so difficult to change? You know what I'm saying? Why is it so hard to let go of the things that we used to do, we used to think, we used to act, we used to work, we used to whatever? Why is it so hard to let go?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the reality that we're facing, I came up with the show, just some things in my life and things in some of my friends' lives talking and stuff like that. And the one thing that I realized was that it just seems to me now I think it's partly God, and I think it's partly age. Let me explain. It seems like a lot of my friends, people I know, acquaintances and all that, are going through changes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Relational changes, emotional changes, job changes, life changes. You know what I'm saying? I can't even tell you what this email that got sent to me says. Just say it's a spam email. I was gonna put it like that. I just deleted it. Anyway, a lot of people going through changes, and because of the recession, people are forced to go through changes. Because of family situations, people are going through changes.
Yep.
Because of career changes, people are going through changes. Mm-hmm. A lot of just changes happening. Like this last year or two. The one thing that a recession does, economists say that recessions are good because what recessions do is that they flush out all the crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everything that was every person that bought a house, you know what I'm saying? That your mother worked at McDonald's and your father worked at Wendy's. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But then you went and bought a $200,000 house.
Something wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying? Something wrong with that.
That's right.
And you was living for 5 years. Reflection flushed you out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because you couldn't afford that house.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You could afford an apartment. You know what I'm saying? A nice two better. You know what I mean?
Studio.
You know what I'm saying? A studio. But you couldn't afford no $200,000 house in a cul-de-sac.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And both of y'all, you know what I'm saying, combined income, you know what I'm saying, is $21,000.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It stands with that.
You got flushed. You know what I'm saying? If you was a business owner and basically you started a business and you bringing in $5,000 and spending $7,000, and you've been robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you've been maxing credit cards out, you know what a recession does?
You got flushed.
You just got flushed. You know what I'm saying? Because all of a sudden credit limits get tighter. Yes. And that credit they used to get,
that's right,
to pay off the old debts. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We can't give you no more credit. I'm sorry, sir. We can't give you no lines of credit. I'm sorry, sir. We can't give you, you know what I'm saying? We can't give you, we can't do what we used to do. So now you're going to have to make do with the money you got. You know what I'm saying?
Which ain't much.
Which is negative Nathaniel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Negative Joe Blanchard.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got flushed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You hanging out with them friends. You know what I'm saying? And you used to get away with what you was doing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you live with your mother and a father, and they told you time and time again, stop hanging with the people.
Yep.
Don't bring them weed. Don't, you know, they call it weeds.
Yeah.
Don't bring them weeds up in my house.
That's
weeds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Them herbs.
Don't bring them herbs. Don't come up here smelling like weeds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Beedies.
Smelling like.
We moved up, Jake.
Could it smell like beedies?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, a situation happened in the family because of the recession or because of whatever, and they just had enough of you.
That's right.
And you got kicked out. You just got flushed.
You got flushed.
Out of the basement.
You know what I'm saying? And so, basically, the recession has caused many of us to reevaluate what's important. Relationships change, careers change, perceptions change, life changes, And the problem is we don't respond well to change
at all. Yep.
The immediate reaction to change on any scale, this is the immediate reaction by anybody, to change on any scale to what you have. The immediate reaction to change on any scale is to hold tighter to what you have, whether or not you're sure it's still exactly what you need. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you're faced with change, the thing that you want to do is hold on. The thing that most people do, not what you want to do, but the thing that most people do is they hold on tighter to what they already have,
right,
or what they already know, or how they already see life,
right,
or to the relationship they already have,
right,
or to the job they already have. You know what I'm saying? The boss could have been, the boss could have pulled you to the side and be like, look, you white. I don't like white people. I'm just going to tell you like that. I don't like you. You're not going to succeed. So you might as well just do something. And you still holding on to the job, hoping it's going to quit. You go outside, your tire slash. Same boss. Told you I don't like you. You going to still hold? She can't hold on to the job? After a while, it's like, you know what? I don't have to put up with this. I really don't have to put up with this. But I ain't got no job and I got bills. So do I put up with this racist boss? Do I put up with this dude who's being mean and not treating me fair? Or do I leave my job and go search for something new? Even though the economy looks dire.
Right.
What do I do? Do I cut that boyfriend off? And the reality is, you may exhaust yourself trying to maintain elements of your life that on closer, saner examination may no longer hold as much fascination or value for you. The problem is, when things begin to change, here's what I was going to say. Not only is God bringing change to, I think, my family's life and my friends' life, stuff like that, I think the reason that my family and my friends, everybody's going through change also, is because either we all around the same age or we all into the same thing.
Right.
And so everybody talk to each other and they're like, yo, God doing something. Yo, this crazy. Yo, God doing something. And he might be doing something. Yes, I don't deny that. But I think also it's a period in your life, in our lives, where those who are my age are doing kind of the same thing. This is supposed to happen. Like those before us, it happened to them as well when they was our age. And then when you get to your 40s and you had midlife crisis and you go through another change. And then you go into your late 50s, get to your 60s, you have another change.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Different seasons.
There you go.
Seasons of your life.
That's all it is. It's different seasons. And God uses those seasons. But I think that's why the changes are happening. And the problem is, a lot of people are going through these changes. Well, no, excuse me, not going through the changes. A lot of people know that they have to change, but very few actually change. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to do on this show, we're going to take a break, come back. I want to talk about why people resist change. Why don't they let go of the past? It could be feelings and emotions. It could be, we're talking about anything in your life that you know you have to, you might be lazy. You might have a lazy work ethic. And I'm at an age where it's like, I got a family, I got two small kids. If I don't change my work ethic, when I'm gonna be doing the same thing when I'm 60.
Right.
And the reality, well, look, we're gonna get into it because I feel my help.
Your help?
You know what I'm saying? I feel my help.
Y'all better come back.
Y'all better come back. When we come back, we'll talk more about it. Sean Cooking True, the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
Look at them JoJo.
They call me Feet Bell. They call me Feet Bell. They call me Feet Bell. I say faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. Work it out. Need faith to please him. Oh, I need him on that tree. He was bleeding. Sins he deleting. Guilt be gone. Condemnation be gone. Even if my cash gone, my joy not gone. Jesus so strong that fair stand alone. And you are not alone like that Mike Jackson. Not move but what I see. In this word what I read. Act on what I believe. Obedience is key. Create a new heart. Reset me. New start. Gave me a new fame. Even got a new part. Number one in my life. Yeah, he killing them charts. Make them the same in your life. Accept them in your heart. I'm live. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. What he said, work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Now work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Cause holla, 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 holla. Faith without works be dead. Holla, holla. By grace through faith, I'm saved. Coupon, faith used more than one way. Futon, swear that he ready for that race. No shoes on. Said that he repping for Christ. No fruit on. I'm like, what is you on? Jesus, what we on? No, we on. We on. He who we believe on. The word, what we feed on. The reason why we keep on. Jesus, who we lean on. Strong in the weak. Strong in my speech. Confidence in Christ. Why I'm bold when I speak. In the kitchen with the heat. We still got peace to live as Christ's game. My God is peace. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. What he said. Work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Now work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Now work it out. Holla, 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 holla. Cause faith without works be dead. Just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, they be God day. Fight, live, godly. Crucify death by death, holla, holla. Just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, they be God day. Fight, live, godly. Crucify death by death, holla, holla. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. What he said, work it out. Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Cause faith without works be dead.
Holla, holla.
Hey, yo, we
yo,
back.
Yo, be nice.
You know what I'm saying?
That 30-second guy. You know what I'm saying?
You want to be the Jeff Gordon. You know what I'm saying? You definitely want to be Jeff Gordon. You know what I mean?
That ain't you know nine, dog.
You're going to be like the Ethiopian dudes that run marathons.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
He finished in 9 minutes and 42 seconds. It's the Ham Sandwich Show.
All day.
We back.
We back, yo.
This is a shame, y'all.
Hey, you asked about you know what I'm saying?
This is a shame. That's what I'm gonna say.
The problem is that we had previous lives.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And so we just talk about how dudes that's why we could talk. That's why the Ham Sandwich Show exists. And that's why we could talk to dudes.
Yeah.
Because when a dude come up to me and talk to me about going to the club or doing this and this and that, I know where you're coming from.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? I know what it feel like.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I know.
I bet you do know what it feel like.
See, I don't even talk about that.
I bet you do know what it feel like.
He don't. Not no more.
You know what I'm saying?
Days is gone.
Because I'm sold out.
Sold out for Jesus.
The Lord of the Rings.
Yes, sir.
I'm iced out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the man of one.
Yes, sir. But when I.
Army of one.
Previous.
Previously.
B.C.
B.C. before Christ.
B.C.
It was all good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, we've been talking about why is it so hard to let go? Why is it so hard to change?
Mm.
And damn, I only got 8 things here, so I can't use my 10 things on the internet. Next thing I get 10 things, I use my 10. My 10 things we found on the internet. This is only 8 things, but
10 things we found on the internet.
Oh snap. Jesus.
That just sound like a 12-year-old choir girl.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Who can't sing but try her best out for auditions.
Like, go, baby. Go, sing. Take your time.
Jay would be in the back weak.
You know what I'm saying? Weak.
Yes, sir.
Tearing.
Yes, sir.
Well, here's some of the reasons why people resist change. You know what I'm saying? And you guys want to start with number one? What's one of the first, the number one reason?
All day. Fear.
Fear.
Fear of change.
Fear. By far, the biggest reason for resistance to change, fear creates paralysis. And people get worried that the new way won't work. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and now when I'm talking about change, what I'm talking about is maybe not necessarily hopping from job to job, or hopping from relationship to relationship, or hopping from perception to perception. I'm talking about
church to church.
Church to church. I'm talking about you've been in a church for 10 years, 15 years.
And you know
it's time to go.
Time to go.
Yeah, you've outgrown it.
You know what I'm saying? You've been in a certain career field for 10, 15 years.
And
it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Time to go.
Ain't get married yet. 10, 11, 12 years. And you like, this is just not working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this ain't going nowhere.
It's time to go. You might have even seen the world, you know what I'm saying, in a certain way. And you know it's time to change the way you see the world.
Right.
It's time to change your...
Or you see yourself that some type of drug addiction, alcohol...
Drug addiction, alcohol.
It's taking your life away.
And you see it. You know what I'm saying? And you like, man, why I can't let this thing go?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. And the fear is that I've been living this way for so long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about the people. You know, obviously this doesn't happen today, but you know, back in the day, you used to get a job and work there for 30 years, get a gold watch, right?
Yep.
Think about the people that worked at IBM, and IBM is probably one of the great organizations that had that 20, 25 year tenure of people that worked there before the Googles and the PayPals, and then people start rotating through jobs every 5 or 7 years.
Right.
Think about if you worked at IBM for 20 years, doing the same job, working your way up the ladder. IBM says, or better yet, you work in Detroit in the car factory.
Ford plant.
There you go. You've been working on the assembly line.
Yep.
For 20. You started out, you know what I'm saying, at a small position.
That's right.
And now you're a manager over the assembly line.
Yep.
You worked there for 17 years. You know what I'm saying? You 8 years away from your retirement check. Ford goes out of business.
Yep.
And now you're faced with the perspective at the age of 50 or at the age of 40 or whatever you are, you've been doing something for 17 years. Now you say, man, I gotta do something else.
Yeah, what am I gonna do?
I gotta do something
else. All I know to do is assembly line.
All I know to do is assembly
put
line.
Car parts.
You know what I'm saying? And so what's one of the first things that people do? They look for the thing that they've already done.
Yep.
So they go look for other cars.
The same exact job.
Same exact, exactly.
Doing the same thing.
Exactly. They're afraid, you know what I'm saying, because they don't want to maybe go to school, take some classes. They don't want to try another career there because they're afraid it might not work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That reminds me of that movie we watched with George Clooney, Up in the Air, when he was a professional.
That's a good movie.
When he professionally...
And the girl.
When he professionally fired people.
Oh, yeah. That's my joint.
And he was talking to the chef, who said he was doing that job for so long. And he just never had, you know, the guts to go out and be a chef. He really wanted to be a chef.
Yep. You know what
and
saying?
So because he was being fired, he was actually going to go pursue
his dream.
Becoming a chef.
You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of y'all are afraid. You know what I mean? Number two. What's number two, babe?
Comfort. When people have it good, they are reluctant to give that up. And that's true because you know what you have. You're comfortable. You know what happens. You're in your zone. And to step out of that zone is, I don't know what's out there. I don't know, you know, what's going to happen. How is out there different from what I have now? Is it going to be better? Am I going to have to start all over? Like, if you're in a relationship for 12 years, like you were saying, if you date the guy for 12 years, you know him. You know his habits. Even though
were they negative,
95%
bad?
Of his habits are bad, you know those habits.
You know those habits.
And you know the little bit of good that he might have in him. But to dump him and start from scratch, start from hello, my name is, and,
right.
you know, finding out all their traits, their goods and bads,
right.
and you know, you don't want to go through all that. You comfortable with the bum on your couch.
You're right.
And, you know?
Yeah. And another thing is that some people, it's like you in a box, and your box is your living space.
Yup.
And when even when God says, I got something for you, and he opened up the box.
And say, step outside the box.
Step outside the box. And you said, you looking at the box, it's open. You said, I'm not leaving this box. I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm comfortable where I'm at right now. And he's saying, get out the box.
Right.
And it's like, that's why I don't like church. Say, you supposed to work within the walls of the church. You supposed to work within the wall. I didn't know church had walls.
I know church. But the Bible says we are the church.
That's right. So how can a church, that's the building.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Church is, the building facilitates the church.
That's right.
The church ain't the church until the people get there.
That's right.
Right. Church is just an empty building.
It's just an empty building until people get there. So you are the church. So it's really a church without walls.
All day. All day long. You know
so
what I'm saying?
If you if you see people that's struggling, he's like, I don't encourage people. I don't encourage people.
That's
I stay to myself.
You're selfish.
You talk like a fish. Bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop. You're selfish.
That's
you know
right.
You ain't no good. You ain't no friend
and
of mine.
And that's why selfish people and people who's coming with their life do not succeed.
That's it. All day. You know what I'm saying? Number three, not perceiving a need.
Mm.
When things are going well, there's often little thought of the challenge or threat down the road.
That's right.
It is hard to rally the troops when there's no crisis. The one thing that and I know where my family's getting this tight, but the one thing the recession has done to everybody, you know what I'm saying, is money-wise, make sure you have an emergency fund.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have a savings.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And make sure you have I'm missing something, babe. Is it savings?
Retirement fund,
emergency fund, and a savings. You should be putting money into it every month. Because just because the crisis is not here does not mean the crisis won't come.
Right.
Right.
Everybody will be 65 at one time. Everybody's going to go through some kind of financial struggle
that's
at some
right.
time.
That's right.
Everybody's going to have a car breakdown. Everybody's going to have somebody die in their family.
That's right.
Everybody's going to have something major happen. You know what I'm saying? And what the recession has done is it's shown people just how off point they are.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, though. I'm gonna say this to America.
Uh huh.
God has smiled on America, dog.
For a long time.
Y'all talking about this thing that happened in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
That it hit a state.
Right.
That joint is in Japan is hitting a whole country.
The whole country. It's hitting the nuclear power plant.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
So we're sitting here, you know what I'm saying, crying over.
Well, you know why? You know why? Because we're not battle tested.
Right.
When you go to certain places, they used to having bombs dropped and tsunamis
that's
and so on
right.
and so forth. We're not used to that.
We all mouth.
We all mouth.
And we hand out. We get handouts.
You know what I'm saying?
We're
not used to really being in the fight.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Over here.
Right.
We're not used to somebody. Imagine somebody dropping a bomb on 73rd Street.
Bringing it to our doorstep.
Right.
No. Not at all. You know what I'm saying?
Kids walking home from school bare feet getting snatched up.
Nah, we ain't used to that, man. The fourth reason is no faith in the process. Some do not trust the process of change, thinking it will not work. You know what I'm saying? And we kind of talk about that by fear.
And faith our work is dead.
All day. Lack of knowledge. People don't want to, number five, lack of knowledge. People don't want to feel helpless. If they think the change will make them a novice again, they don't want to move in that direction. Most people don't want to change because they think they feel helpless. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been thinking this way for 20 years.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
If I become a novice, then I have to ask questions.
Right.
I have to shadow people. I don't want to do that. I want to be in charge.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That brings us... That statement right there, the lack of knowledge...
Go ahead, Mike.
All I did was play sports all my life, just like you did.
All day.
I played sports all my life. Went to college, played sports all my life.
Right.
I worked at a job dealing with sports.
Right.
Job shuts down. I gotta do something else.
Right.
I didn't go looking for. I gotta do sports. I gotta be a sports. Whatever.
Right.
I had to get a job.
You got a job and change fields, but had to gain that knowledge.
Yeah, but I had to go to school to do it. Though.
I had to go to school.
And work hard at it because somebody I didn't know. I didn't know about no nuclear power stuff.
And guess what? You big time when you in eighth grade.
Right.
When you're in eighth grade, you're in middle school.
That's right.
You're on the top of the food chain.
That's right.
But you can either stay in eighth grade.
That's right.
And be 21 years old and be big time.
Yeah.
Or you can move forward with your life and be in ninth grade.
Be a freshman.
And be a freshman and feel like a punk.
Right.
But guess what? You farther ahead than when you was in eighth grade.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And as a freshman, you move up, become a sophomore, junior, senior.
And you big time again.
That's right.
Until you get to college.
Until you get to college.
You become a freshman.
So this is the... This, and that's what you're talking about, because you're talking about the process of life.
That's
that
right.
this is all I knew. This is all I thought I knew. But then
you don't want to start from the bottom again.
I don't want to start from the. But and listen to what you just said. You don't want to start from the bottom again. But you didn't start from the bottom. You know right. what I'm saying? You started from the bottom of a higher level.
That's right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You started at the bottom. You didn't go up and come down.
Right.
You went up and then you went up again. But you was right. at the bottom of a higher level.
That's right.
But you were even though you was at the bottom of a higher level, you was higher than you was before.
That's right.
And that's the thing that people don't realize. I don't care if it's in your job, your relationship, and your thinking, the way you see the world. I don't care if it's in your belief system.
That's right.
I don't care if it's in your career. Whatever it is, when you have to make that change, you're not necessarily starting over. You might be moving up. You might be moving to the side.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying?
Yanker!
You know what I mean? And you might start at the bottom, but you never start all the way at the bottom.
Right. You should go back to kindergarten.
Are you telling me that that is powerful?
Go ahead, man.
That is powerful.
Go ahead, Mike.
Let's take it to this. That is a good analogy, dog. Just imagine you work at the church.
Uh-huh.
And you're a janitor.
Uh-huh.
And then God said, now I want to make you the usher.
Uh-huh.
You went from the janitor to the usher. Now mm-hmm. you're Lord and usher boy.
Right.
God said, I'm going to make you an usher. I'm going to make you a deacon.
Right.
Now I'm a deacon. Then God said, you need to be a deacon in a couple of years. I want you to be a minister.
Uh-huh.
Now just imagine you say, God, I'm comfortable being a janitor. I want to do my will by cleaning up the church.
Uh-huh.
He said, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to move up even more.
But I want you to move up. If that's what he wants for you.
Right. Then, so then if God telling you to move up.
Move up.
You move up. If your friend said, look, man, you better than this, man. This is what you. And then you know you are. But you said, man, I can't do it.
And I'll throw you another one. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's good. That's a good example. I'm going to throw you another good example. Because you talked about moving up.
Right.
Let's talk about moving out or
that's
moving
right.
on.
That's right.
Because what if you're that janitor? In Cook's scenario, you the janitor, and you're supposed to move up to deacon
right.
or pastor,
that's right.
and you don't do it, right?
You,
so that's moving up.
Right.
What about God saying, well, you know what? I need you going out here and starting a shelter.
That's right.
For these kids.
That's right.
Well, I thought I'd move up in a pastorship. Nah, dog.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I called you to move out.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I got to start. No, you're not really starting over because this is something else I got you in.
That's right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so let me finish it up. Number six is lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Why people resist change, most of the time we resist change because team members, but people have to trust their guides when trying something new. The reality is that when we try something new, it's very difficult for us to trust those
right.
who are walking us through the thing that's new because we don't know it.
Right. Do they trust themselves first, right?
Do they trust themselves? But then if I'm an organization and somebody's walking me through something new,
right.
I'm like, why is he doing this?
Right.
Is he doing this for
I
his
can't
benefit?
That's what
is he doing this for me? No. But I'm saying that person that's receiving the change.
Right.
They can't trust the person who's helping them to change.
That's what I'm saying.
And
why
so they
do people
don't
do
change.
That? But why do America do that all the time?
Insecurity.
Dog.
Number one, insecurity, and number two, we really don't understand. We really don't understand the process of apprenticeship.
Right.
See, when you got ball players, I'm not saying this reason. When you got ball players that go from 18 to the league,
right.
We become number one so fast.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That. We don't understand apprenticeship. We don't understand somebody sunning us.
That's right.
Following, being a good follower.
There it is. We don't understand somebody. We all want to be entrepreneur. I love being an entrepreneur.
That's right.
And why don't we be entrepreneur? Because I don't want to work for nobody.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you have to work for somebody. Sometimes you have to follow in order to be a good leader.
Look at your boy, Aaron Rodgers. I know he hated sit behind Brett Favre.
There you go.
Brett Favre teaching him. I bet he didn't say, man, forget you, mate. I bet you he didn't do that.
Yep.
He followed Brett Favre like...
Watch them all day.
All day. See how he do.
You know what I'm saying?
And look, he won a Super Bowl.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? And this leads to number seven.
Yeah.
Heavy-handed leaders. People have to be led into change, not
right.
forced into it.
That's right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, we give people bad advice. We try to force them to be, and the reality is that change takes time.
That's right.
And so you have to lead. When somebody's trying to change through a job, through a situation, through whatever it is, they have to be led through it. And some of these pastors really have it wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because people come to the church and they think that they're going to force something on them. They're going to mm-hmm. dap some Holy Spirit on them and whatever, whatever. People keep falling, keep not doing it, keep whatever. And they think that something's wrong with them and don't realize, you know what? The Holy Spirit is working in you.
That's right.
But sometimes it's going to take some time
right.
for you to adapt to what God is doing.
That's right.
God's... When you first get saved, you're saved.
Right.
Then you have to adapt to salvation. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't start smoking weed on the first day. They have to adapt. When you move from your mama's house into a regular house,
that's right.
Or you move from an old house to a new house, or you get over an old car to a new car, old job to a new car, what's the first thing I do? Adapt. Look at the place. Look around. Mm. Get familiar. Get comfortable. It's the same thing with any kind of change. You have to adapt to the new thing that's happening in your life.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And before you can speed run.
Yep.
Babies are born, the first thing they do is eat, sleep, use the bathroom.
That's it.
Eventually, they'll know how to roll on the ground. They don't just start crawling.
They're
on the stomach.
Adapting
on back.
To the environment.
Then they might crawl a couple of steps. Then they might end up walking two or three steps, fall back down. Then they better start walking. Then they start jogging. They run.
That's it.
That's how it is. You don't start from A to Z.
No, you don't go from A to Z. You got to go through the whole alphabet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the last thing is personal preference. Now, this right here just befuddles me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some people have a personal style that makes it, well, I understand this, that makes it hard for them to accept change. Some people just like things the way they are. You know what I'm saying? And that befuddles me. That I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I understand that they have all seven. You know what I'm saying? And so they just like things the way they are, no matter how good or bad they are.
Exactly.
And that's,
you know what I'm saying? That's just ridiculous. So anyway.
That's stupid.
Yes.
Because you're getting beat by your spouse
all
or getting
day.
Beat. Oh, I'm not leaving because my kids, I want my kids not be without their father or their mother. You stupid.
Yeah.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
You know why you dumb? You know why you dumb?
Huh.
Because if you got a son in that house or a daughter watching that, what you think gonna happen to them?
They're gonna get their eye dotted, or they're gonna be dying somebody else's eye.
You, sir, are an idiot.
Yes, you are.
So you should want to change, not for yourself, but for your kids.
But for their sake.
Right.
Stop living for yourself.
That's right.
Show some selflessness.
That's right.
Don't be selfish.
Look, we're gonna come back with the Thunamawa, and we're gonna teach y'all some lessons on learning how to let go. All right? Learning how to change. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. John Cook True. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Much Love Records. Young Josh. Complex Melodies Productions. Better look out. Roll out the red carpet for Godzilla. Yeah, sing a new song. Yeah, 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 yeah. Make way for Godzilla. Spit bars that'll lift all building foundations and hit hard. Looking over the city's big, large, with height that never ends to infinity. This tall. Every word from the mouth spit raw like a blue flame. Shoot aim, shattering brick walls. With a voice of thunder, toughest bullies duck with other when hearing the sound that's discharged. One shoe size fits all, but feet that could stomp a crack in the earth, causing a pitfall. Y'all, a big star, begging for autographs in person, mouth wide. Got them dropping they sick guards. Make a beat in a track with guitars. Bow down, now you think what I'm saying is bizarre.
No, no,
this ain't the monster from Tokyo with big jaws. Flip cars, broke King Kong's nose with his paws.
Discard.
Is it love than your favorite
hit song?
It's bigger than gorillas like
King Kong.
It's invisible images.
Jesus.
We mirrors in the image of
this God.
Is it love than your favorite
theme song?
It's bigger than gorillas like
King Kong.
It's invisible images.
Jesus.
There's never no one in love than
this God.
Capable of mass destruction. Original author of volcano acid erupting. Man, it's something. He could just smash the public. But his love and compassion has to love
God
them.
Is love.
Though he's worthy to love. Still asking cats to love him. Inviting Buddhists, Catholics, and Muslims. Instead of ruling with hands that'll snap fingers and grant. Instantly what he plans allows the suffering. Instead he's choosing plans like punishing himself for the blueprint of man. Hung dead with screws in his hand. More powers than Superman. Giving bright robes whiter than the Ku Klux Klan. He's protection,
yeah.
Faithful to be near to those who reject him, greatly to be feared. The real reflection, who I really am, will be revealed, transformed to immortality for real.
This God
Is Hitler than your favorite
hit song?
It's bigger than gorillas like
King Kong.
His invisible images,
Jesus.
We mirrors in the image of
his God.
He's Hitler than your favorite
theme song.
It's bigger than gorillas Woo! Like
King Kong.
His invisible
so I
images,
you.
Jesus.
I'm with you, man.
There's never no one Hitler than
this God.
Iller than any rhyme I write.
Right.
So ill, he's still seen, yet he's out of sight. So real, he commanded and he made light. To the blind, gave sight and saves to be made right.
This
a God we can trust.
God.
A God who can crush any man you raise up to show you he was plain dust. Yes, he's love, yet remains just. No point to question or rejecting his authority.
Why?
He made us. King of kings, Lord of lords, crown rocker. We're just dust, he cleans us. Ground mopper. Omnipotent. Legitimate, sounds proper. No knockoff, genuine, can't knock him. Who would have thought to be a God so responsible? Who is truth, giving us a book so infallible? This one God, no wings, still to fly tight. He rose up and coming back, that's nobody like
God.
Is Hitler than your favorite
hit song?
It's bigger than gorillas like
King Kong.
His invisible image is
Jesus.
We mirrors in the image of
his God.
He's Hitler than your favorite
theme song.
It's bigger than gorillas like
King Kong.
His invisible image is
Jesus.
There's never no one Hitler than
this God.
Thunder.
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 Thunder. Thunder. Thunder.
Y'all are getting sunned
today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On this day.
Stop playing.
We're trying to figure out how to let go, how to change. When change comes in your life, all kinds of change. Relationships, careers, perceptions, life. It's hard to change. Change is hard. It's hard. It's not easy. The change.
Something just hit me, dog.
Anything worth having is going to be hard.
It's going to be difficult.
Something just hit me, dog.
What? What's up, yo?
Goodness gracious.
You got a revelation?
Yeah.
You got a revelation.
Just imagine when God told Jesus what he had to do. Y'all about to say, what is he talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
He said, let this cup pass.
Yep.
Somebody tell it. That is a change, dog.
I'm
going to leave it alone, dog.
I'm going to break it down even further.
I'm going to leave it alone, dog. Because.
I'm going to break it down even further.
I'm going to leave that alone.
I'm going to break it down even further.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
You know what I'm saying? Because you already sparked it. I'm going to go ahead and blow it out. You know what I'm saying? This is Jesus Christ, Son of God.
God in the flesh.
Who. Knew he had to go to the cross. Knew he came to the earth for this reason. The only reason he was born was to die. And yet, he says, if there be any other way,
yes,
let this cup pass from me.
That's right.
Even Jesus, feeling the weakness, God in the flesh, feeling the weakness of his flesh.
Right. Because he was comfortable doing what he was doing, right?
You opened up a can of worms. You opened a can of worms.
He was comfortable doing what he was doing.
You opened up a can of worms.
Healing people, witnessing, preaching.
And he had only been doing it for 3 years.
And this time comes where he has to do that.
He got to do that. You know what I'm saying? And not only is there a comfort in that, in his ministry, but...
My bad, dog.
How powerful...
My bad, dog.
I'm not trying to give the devil no credit.
Right.
I'm trying to give the flesh no credit.
Right.
But how powerful does the flesh have to be that God puts himself inside of it?
That's right.
And it basically almost causes him to say, I don't want to go on the cross.
That's right.
And so you upset and you mad because your change is hard?
You don't want to leave a no good man. God.
Because you don't want to leave a no good man, a no good job, a no good perspective on life, behavior.
Attitude.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can't talk me to death.
You don't want to work 40 hours because you scared your stamps going to get cut?
You know what I'm saying? You know why it's hard to change? Because it's hard to change. Jesus had a hard time doing what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But he had to say, you know what? Not my will.
But
thine
submitted himself.
Be thun. Man. You know what I'm saying? Resisting change. Listen to this. Resisting change while the world changes around you requires more energy and creates more stress, not less. Resisting change while the world changes around you requires more energy and creates more stress, not less. This stubborn conflict can also result in fewer choices ahead. Later, you may be forced into something you really dislike. When you don't change now, you're going to be forced to change later.
Exactly. And you're given an option to do it now.
And you're given an option to do it now because doing it now will afford you more choices later and more options later. Not doing it now will afford you less choices later and less options later.
Which is going to cause more stress. Because if you're working at a job where you making, say, $50,000 a year, but you know that market is changing, but you want to still, everybody jumping ship, but you holding on. Then eventually, when the market shuts down totally, you forced to work at McDonald's.
You got less choices and less options.
Exactly.
But if you went ahead and made that change,
when everybody else was changing,
you know what I'm saying?
Or when it was your time to change.
And went through that period of struggle, when it was your time to change, you went through that period of struggle. When you came out of that struggle, you would have had more options. You know why? Because you went from that job, you went to school, got another job, and now down the road, not only do you have the former job and the school and the current job, now your resume is thicker. Now your resume is fatter. Now your experience is more. Now whatever you've been working on to change, now down the road, you have that in your quiver as well as everything else.
You have more options.
See, you could be in a bad situation. You have a bad boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? And you can leave. You can cut him off, and he might be giving you a little money. I mean, he broke anyway, but he might be giving you a little money.
Sleep on your couch.
You know what I'm saying? To sleep on your couch, and you go through a period of struggle. But when you come out of that, not only have you gained in how to work it out, you know what I'm saying? You've also gained the knowledge of what a bad boyfriend is. But if you stay with that boyfriend until he put a hand on you, you got fewer options, fewer choices. Because nobody want nobody with an eye jam. You know what I'm saying? Now, can you get Romans chapter 7, 15? Romans chapter 7, 15 is a powerful scripture. It talks about change. Paul, one of the greatest writers, if not the greatest writer of the Bible, who wrote the majority of the New Testament, says this. But I want to go through this thing. It's the stages of change model. Okay? We're going to get a little philosophical here. Don't get scared. Yo, Christians get scared when you use your brain. This was developed in the 70s and 80s, and by University of Rhode Island, URI, alumni.
URI, yeah.
And this is called the SCM model, the stage of change model, and it's been applied to a broad range of behaviors, including weight loss, injury prevention, overcoming alcohol and drug problems, among others. And this model actually it talks about changing behaviors. You know what I'm saying? You have to change the way you think about things. You know what I'm saying? And the way you perceive things to change your behavior. See, a lot of y'all, God is calling to do entrepreneur things and step out and do a job. But you think that as long as you hide by somebody else, you're safe. Don't even realize you get fired at any moment.
Exactly.
You can get cut at any moment. So there's no security in that, but there's security in getting a check every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to step out and be an entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, because of the way you think. And then that leads to fear and so on, so on, so on, so on, so forth. Same thing with the man. The reason you don't cut the man off is because the way you think about men, the way you think about yourself, the way you perceive life, and so you continue in the same behaviors. You know what I'm saying? But if you have a higher self-esteem for yourself, if you realize that you don't really need a man at this point or right now or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to do what God has called you to do, if you thought differently, then that dude won't be laid up on your couch in his boxes. You know what I'm saying? Scratching his nads. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what this thing addresses, all right? So the first thing it starts with is called pre-contemplation. Not yet acknowledging that there's a problem behavior that needs to be changed, all right? This is where everybody starts. I don't need to change my job. I don't need to change my behavior.
I'm good.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with me. I've been doing this for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Why change now?
Yeah. Why go back to school? I don't need to go back to school.
I need to go back to school.
I'm a supervisor.
Right. I'm a supervisor. Why? You know what I'm saying? I mean, You know what I'm saying? My wife worked at social services, and people had a job, and they offered classes. They offered you get your master's, and they pay for it. And they eventually had to cut the program because not enough people was taking this
opportunity.
This opportunity to get their master's because I got a job. I've been here for 10 years. Why need to get my master's for? Because you might get fired,
exactly.
Dummy.
Exactly. Yep. Two boats, you know show.
You know what I'm saying? Number two is contemplation. Finally, you acknowledge there's a problem.
Yeah.
But you're not ready or sure you want to make a change. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
I'm going to see what happens. And you're going to see what happens. It's called crash and burn.
That's right.
To be honest, this is how divorce happens.
It's called take a dirt nap.
You know what I'm saying? For those who are married and in relationship, you know what I'm saying? You may have not acknowledged the problem and there's a problem. Then the second step is there is a problem,
yep.
But you don't do nothing. I never understood how people get married for 15, 20, 25 years and get divorced. And this is it right here. You have a problem, but you just say, oh, I'll let it play.
Okay.
It'll just play out. And you're afraid to talk about the issue that's in the marriage. And not only talk about it, you're afraid to make the change on the issue in the marriage. Be married for 20 years and
finally the balloon burst.
You know what I'm saying?
And y'all go your separate ways.
And you go your separate ways. And now you know what I'm saying? Now you're 43, balding.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? With a bulge up in the club looking for a girl. It's embarrassing.
Your pants pulled up to your neck.
Pants pulled up to your neck.
Yes, sir.
Don't even know the new style.
The bouncer's telling you to pull your socks up.
Exactly. Shops at Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Number three is preparation and determination. This is getting ready to change. Sometimes, before you make change, you got to prepare yourself to change. You know what I'm saying? You have to hype yourself up to change. You have to say, okay, I know I need to get a new job. Let me start looking for jobs.
That's right.
I know. Let me get my resume together.
Right. Let me go take this class.
Let me take this class. Let me start talking
start
to people.
Talking to people. Let me start putting it out there that I am looking for work. Let me start talking to some of my friends.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I have this addiction. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to change. Let me start talking to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Let me start getting it out. Let me start. That's where the prepared is. Let me start somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let me just tell somebody that right. I got an addiction.
Yep.
That's a start.
That's a start.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a start.
Action / willpower, changing the behavior. You know what I'm saying? Now, with this model, I really believe that, and we'll go through it, you know what I'm saying? Because with this model, you know, Christ really has to be the driver of this model, because the reality is that there's no amount of willpower, you know what I'm saying, that can make you change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's almost like saying, you know, if we had enough willpower, we wouldn't sin. Therefore, we wouldn't need God.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But the Bible says that we were born into sin, you know what I'm saying? We're weak, we're destitute, you know what I'm saying? And we need a savior. A savior is somebody that, when you think of a savior, you think of somebody that comes and saves the day because you're helpless.
Right.
And when you're sinful, you're helpless. When you're drowning, you're helpless.
Right.
And you need somebody to come in, you know what I'm saying, that's bigger than the situation, that has all the experience and knowledge, that has all the understanding, and save you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you can't, if you're drowning, you can't willpower yourself out of drowning.
That's right.
And that's why when you ever see any show, somebody's stuck on a boat, somebody's in you know, got bit by a shark, somebody fell off a cliff, that they was in the mountains for 30 days, anything they had, what is, thank God we're alive. I don't know how we think. They don't say, well, it's by my determination, and I determined myself, and I willed myself that I was going to get over this. Nobody gets over, gets through a crisis through willpower.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They get through a crisis with Jesus. Get me tight.
Mm.
Number five, this is the main thing right here. You've changed, you know what I'm saying? Now maintaining the behavior change. You know what I'm saying? For Christians, this is called backsliding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Maintain your salvation. You stop sleeping with chicks, continue to stop sleeping with chicks
right.
until you get a wife.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You stop drinking drinks. You know what I'm saying? You stop getting drunk, continue to stop getting drunk.
Well, I think maintenance is more continuing to renew your mind. I think the next one is backsliding.
Returning to over. Well, yeah, yes. And that's why it is. Maintenance means, I think, if you don't maintain, you will get to number six.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And so maintaining the behavior change. And sometimes in order to maintain that behavior, you have to place yourself again. It's hard to say I'm a change and you don't put yourself in a new
light and with new friends and new situations. Right.
Can't put old wine and old wine, new wine and old wine skin.
You can't. You know what I'm saying? In order to maintain the change, you have to do a lot of things different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you won't have to give up the friends.
That's it.
You gotta do what got you to change.
That's it. Continue to change.
Right.
What they say, the only thing that's constant in this world is change.
That's right.
And although it's hard for you to change, you got to realize that when you do start changes, it's going to be hard for friends and even some family to accept that change.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
You think you're better than us.
Change is uncomfortable until you be comfortable in the change.
There it is. And then guess what? You got to change again.
You're going to change again.
You know what I'm saying? And the last thing is relapse, returning to old behaviors and abandoning the new changes. And this is where you don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? You definitely don't want to relapse. You want to stay in maintenance, and you want to actually, through your whole life, you'll be going through steps 1 through 5.
And change does not happen overnight. You might say it ain't working. I'm gonna revert back to the old way. No.
That's good. That's good. That's why people relapse because they don't feel like it's working.
That's right.
But that's what happens when people at the end of the beginning of the year, everybody runs to the YMCA or the gym to lose weight. And then, I'm going to lose weight. And then maybe about 3 weeks later, I ain't seen no change.
Well, I'm saying is butt naked up in that joint.
It's hollow. Hello.
Whatever's happening. Are you looking for a job? You're looking for a spouse? And you might go through a period of season.
We
live in this instant microwave society.
And that's not how it works.
Where we want things happening like this. And the reality is, if it's going to be lasting.
That's right.
I was watching the documentary. 60 Minutes by Albert Pujols. They already call him one of the top 10 baseball players of all time.
That's right.
First 10 years, 30 home runs or better, batting 300 or better, and hitting more than 1,200 home runs in the first 10 years of his career. Said Babe Ruth, nobody's ever done that.
His average, nobody in the history of baseball done in a 10-year span.
Has ever had that. But then you also see how he takes 20,000 practice swings a year.
Yep.
20,000 practice. So Albert Pujols got picked in like the 13th or 14th round.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't even top prospect.
It's like the 400 and something perfect pick.
Pick. But you think Albert Pujols became Albert Pujols overnight? No.
I do you better than that. Mike Piazza was the next to the last pick.
There you go.
Off of a favor.
There you go. There you go. And then he changed the catcher?
He changed
the catcher.
Right.
And is considered one of the best catchers ever.
Best catcher ever.
You know what I'm saying? And so here's the reality. Change takes time. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh!
Change takes
time. Just like the woman with an issue of blood.
Well, sirs.
Was it 12 long years?
12 long years.
And never gave up.
Just like the man by the... It might have been 7. It's 7 or 12 because the man by the pool...
I think it's 12.
The man by the pool of Bethesda was there for a period of time as well.
But I feel 12 years.
Both of them there for long years, never getting their...
That's right.
...touch. You know what I'm saying?
Your change.
Can somebody read Romans so we can get up out of here?
I can't stand these Americans of the day.
For I do not understand my own actions. I am baffled, bewildered. I do not practice or accomplish what I wish, but I do the very thing that I loathe, which my moral instinct condemns. Now, if I do habitually what is contrary...
What version are you reading? Good.
The Amplified version.
Huh?
Amplified.
Okay.
Go ahead and read it. And find, because you didn't tell me what version to read.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and you find it, and then you read the version you...
Why I gotta get on this heat now?
You getting heat, though.
I mean, which version would you prefer?
Yo.
Nah, just keep reading.
Yo, you better watch out. You know what I'm saying?
Which version would you prefer?
You got your boys.
You know what I'm saying? You read like a contemporary English version? I just want something that's simple that people could understand.
Okay.
That's all, Boo Skitty.
You know what I'm saying? He got you.
That's all, Boo Skitty love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Boo Skitty love.
You know what I'm saying? Computer love.
You know what I'm saying? You got it, baby.
What version?
You got it, love.
Like English.
Contemporary English.
It's going to be in this section. Keep going.
Yeah. NIV is cool. Whatever.
Right there, contemporary English version.
Right there.
Next one. The next one. Right there.
Yeah. I'll take that. Thank you,
Boo. In fact.
Thank you, Boo Skitty.
take
I don't understand
two.
Why I act the way I do. Mm-hmm. I do what I know is right.
Uh-huh.
I do the things I hate. Although I don't do what I know is right, I agree that the law is good. So keep. I am not the one doing these things. The sin that lives in me is what does them.
Mm.
I know that my selfish desires won't let me do anything that is good. Even when I want to do right, I cannot. Instead of doing what I know is right, I do wrong. And so, if I don't do what I know is right, I am no longer the one doing these evil things. The sin that lives in me is what does them.
And this is why the reason this verse is so important is because this is why willpower cannot change you.
Right.
There's a law of sin that lives within you. There's a sin nature that lives within you that is consistently trying to do the things that are wrong. And Paul said, I do the things I know I shouldn't do, and the things I should do, I don't do them.
That's right.
Even though I know I should do them. You know what I'm saying? This is why submission to Jesus,
salvation,
this is why this is so important, because you can't change without the Lord.
That's right. All day.
The Lord.
I agree.
The
Lord. God.
Without God.
God.
So that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, that's pretty much it, man. We appreciate y'all listening. Remember, you can always call in 757-325-9493. You can also always hit us up, info@hamshow.tv for any questions or advertising. And you can always send us your music. Music@hamshow.tv. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shank Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia. And the quote of the day is, change is hard because people underestimate the value of what they have and underestimate the value of what they may gain by giving up what they have.
Mm, mm. And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
One.
Playlist. Song 1, D-Mod featuring Malski, Y'all Funny. Song 2, Work It Out by Fidel. Song 3 is Psy featuring Young Josh, Godzilla, and we out.